This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. A U.S. F-22 fighter jet has shot down an unidentified object flying over Alaska, U.S. officials said, less than a week after the military brought down a Chinese balloon that had flown across the United States. A Sidewinder missile downed the object, which was about the size of a car. That's according to U.S. Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesperson. U.S. President Joe Biden held talks at the White House with Brazil's leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in a reboot of relations after the end of Donald Trump ally Jair Bolsonaro's rule. The two leaders opened their Oval Office meeting by telling the press about their shared values on fighting climate change and protecting democracy against a rise in authoritarianism. More on U.S. President Joe Biden's planned visit to Poland now for the one-year anniversary of the start of the war in Ukraine. The White House says President Biden will travel to Poland later this month. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russian missiles have hit power facilities across Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from a tour of Western capitals. This is VOA News. The Organization of American States has passed a resolution to support Haiti on its path to long-delayed elections and help the Caribbean country manage widespread gang violence that is driving a humanitarian crisis. The resolution proposed creating a working group of member states no later than February 22nd to address issues such as gun trafficking and a proposed multinational force to help police restore order, which Haiti's caretaker government requested 5 months ago. The United Nations Security Council will next week discuss if it will allow the UN to deliver aid to rebel-held northwest Syria through more than one Turkish border crossing following Monday's devastating earthquake, a move Russia does not think is needed. With the death toll in Turkey and Syria passing 23,000, some diplomats expressed frustration that the 15-member council has been slow to act. Meantime, rescuers rejoice as more earthquake survivors are pulled from the rubble in Turkey. The commander of the National Rescue Unit of Israel, Golan Vak, described how they found victims.
We pulled out a man named Hussein. He was 65 years old. And he told us that he heard voices. And we penetrated the additional room and we didn't find anyone. But we decided to return to this building again. Maybe he was right. So it was not so close, but we found two women here.
A Catholic bishop in Nicaragua who refused exile has been sentenced to a lengthy prison sentence. The AP Lisa Dwyer reports.
A Nicaraguan judge has sentenced Roman Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez to 26 years in prison, a day after he refused to get on a flight to the United States, along with 222 other prisoners. Those prisoners landed at a Washington area airport, deported from their own country. The sentence is the longest of any given to opposition figures and critics in the last couple of years of the government of President Daniel Ortega. Ortega said that before boarding the plane to Washington, Alvarez said he would not go without being able to consult with other bishops. Last summer, the government seized several radio stations owned by the diocese. At the time, it appeared Ortega's administration wanted to silence critical voices ahead of municipal elections. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is Laurel Bowman for VOA News.